Welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. This week, we have music from Lydia Ivins, Aaron Marcus, Livewire, Windborn, and Bob Mills. Sam Sanders reads a poem by Martha Postlethwaite, and I read a passage from The Prophet and a poem by Rumi. As always, you can find out more at starsintherafters.com, and you can reach out to me there. This episode explores the theme of clearing. Our calendars have mostly been cleared in this pandemic, inviting us to clear space in our lives and in our souls for the things that matter most. Farming is a kind of clearing too, where we're making space to grow things. Some of you know Ashlyn and Abraham of Rebout Farm in Brattleboro, Vermont. In their recent newsletter, they write, "The farm has come alive in the last 2 weeks with the thrum of spring, a green pulse that feels undeniable, that pushes our pacing a little faster on every project, equal parts joyous and unruly. 20 piglets arrived last night. 500 meat birds are here spreading fertility across our fields. Our 60 sheep dot the hillsides of our neighbors' pastures. And the spring calvings have begun in our beautiful Jersey herd. This will be a year of bursting at the seams for us, it appears. We're grateful to be one piece of this beautiful working landscape, one among many of a community of farmers and food producers who are working hard to make sure that all can be fed. But we have to make sure everyone has a seat at the table. The situation across the U.S. this week has been weighing heavily on our hearts, and I don't know what to say here in this simple podcast. It's obviously time to clear out centuries of oppression. We all need to do what we can to fight for justice and work to build a society where everyone can live in equality, freedom, and safety. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently. Until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world, so worthy of rescue. Thank you.
An excerpt from The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. To you the earth yields her fruit, and you shall not want if you but know how to fill your hands. It is in exchanging the gifts of the earth that you shall find abundance and be satisfied. Yet, unless the exchange be in love and kindly justice, it will but lead some to greed and others to hunger. When in the marketplace, you toilers of the sea and fields and vineyards meet the weavers and the potters and the gatherers of spices, invoke then the master spirit of the earth to come into your midst and sanctify the scales and the reckoning that weighs value against value. And suffer not the barren-handed to take part in your transactions, who would sell their words for your labor. To such men you should say, come with us to the field, or go with our brothers to the sea and cast your net. For the land and the sea shall be bountiful to you, even as to us. And if there come the singers and the dancers and the flute players, buy of their gifts also. For they too are gatherers of fruit and frankincense, and that which they bring, though fashioned of dreams, is raiment and food for your soul. And before you leave the marketplace, see that no one has gone his way with empty hands. For the master spirit of the earth shall not sleep peacefully upon the wind till the needs of the least of you are satisfied.
But all
The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows, who violently sweep your house, empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Love is little, love is low, love will make my spirit grow. Love is little, love is low, but love will make my spirit grow. Grow in peace, grow in light, love will do the thing. Grow in peace, grow in light, love will do the thing that's right. Love is simple, love is new, love will choose the path that's true. Love is simple, love is new, but love will choose the path that's true. True in word, true in deed, love will bring the things we need. True in word, true in deed, love will bring the things we need. Love is tender, love is weak, love will let my feelings speak. Love is tender, love is weak, but love will let my feelings speak. Speak in turn, speak in truth. Love is age, but also youth. Speak in turn, speak in truth, love is age, but also youth. Love is little, love is low, love will make my spirit grow. Love is little, love is low, but love will make my spirit grow. In light, love will do the thing that's right. Grow in peace.